LeBron. Sam Amico from Fox Sports Ohio. How important was it that James Jones got going, and a couple of those times you hit him on a pass for a three-pointer during that Bulls run? I mean, you've seen him do this before. How confident are you in giving him the ball there?
Very confident in him. He's battle-tested. And, you know, he's playoff-tested, he's battle-tested, and just a true professional, true gamer, man. And anytime his opportunity is called, especially when I'm on the floor, I'm always looking for him. And, you know, I know he's capable of doing, you know, some great things. And, you know, for him to have 17 off our bench tonight, you know, defensively he was in tune as well. You know, his commitment to detail, you know, throughout the whole game, man, it's just great to have, not only, you know, out on the floor, but just in the locker room. He's a great guy, and I'm happy for him. I'm happy for his performance tonight. I'm more proud of him than anybody tonight. He was amazing.
LeBron, Kenny Rota, WHBC, and the radio in the back here. Three things, if you could comment on them. Tristan in the starting lineup today, the headband that put Twitter abuzz, and getting Kevin Love on the bench and having him around you guys.
For your first question, you know, Double T, you know, just having him in the starting lineup gave us a little bit more physicality, you know, to start the game, and, you know, we responded well. You know, obviously what he does is a relentless effort on the glass. It's unbelievable for our team, and every extra possession we get is key. And, you know, he's just relentless. Second, you know, the headband, I don't know, just made it came. It was just in my locker when I showed up in the locker room today. You know, so I decided to give it a go. It was time for it to make a comeback. So that's what happened. And, you know, just having Kevin back, just seeing his face, he's, you know, just seeing his excitement, he's very, you know, obviously we know he's down about the injury, but, you couldn't tell by the day. He was happy to be back. Got a great response from the fans who love him here. And, you know, it's great to have him around today for sure.
LeBron, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. In the last game, so many of your drives to the basket were from standstill, you know. This time you were going downhill, you were, you know, full court in transition. How did you achieve that? What was the difference in you being able to get so much momentum on so many more of your drives tonight?
I don't know. You know, sometimes, you know, the game presents different challenges. You know, I knew from my guys today they wanted me to be ultra aggressive, you know, from the start, you know, to the finish. And I just try to respond the best way I know how, help our team win a ball game, be aggressive, you know, throughout the whole game. And just try to make a few plays, just try to help us get this win. We needed it. Our back was against the wall. I mean, we can't go down 2-0 on our home floor. So, you know, we played a great game, and I was happy I was a part of it.
Ethan Skolnick, Turner Sports Bleacher Report. LeBron, you've talked a lot about efficiency and aggressiveness. This was the most shots you've taken in a playoff game since 2009.
I knew that. I told him after the game. It's been a while.
Yeah, since your last stint with the Cavaliers. I mean, how do you balance that? Because I know efficiency matters, but you also needed a.
Well, for our team now, I mean, we're a little shorthanded, you know. So the extra shots that I'm getting right now, that will be for Kevin. You know, you even add a couple more extra shots that I'm getting will be for JR, you know. So, you know, we're a little shorthanded. So, you know, for me, I have to kind of change my approach. I had to change my approach tonight, knowing how shorthanded we are, and, you know, be ultra aggressive. You know, Kyrie wanted me to be ultra aggressive, which I'm not accustomed to doing, you know, especially taking that many shots. I've never been a high volume shooter. But I have to respond to my teammates. What my teammates want me to do, I try to succeed at doing it. And, you know, so if it's a change of mindset for myself, then, you know, I have to do it if that's what my guys want me to do.
Steve Ashburner, NBA.com. Sort of playing off that, you have to respond to it. How do you know after all these years when you lead whether or not your teammates are going to follow on a given night?
I don't know. It's just part of my leadership. I've grown as a leader over the years, and, you know, they've given me the right to voice my opinion, to command, you know, excellence. I demand excellence out of my teammates, and I do to myself, and I hope they continue to try to get it out of me as well, you know. So Tonight was one of those instances where, you know, my teammates, this guy next to me, he demanded excellence out of myself. Obviously, I wasn't perfect, but I tried to be as perfect as I could be. And we all responded to one another.
Guys, Dave McBenham, ESPN.com. I got one for both of you. LeBron, first of all, all throughout the season, you've identified, I think you call them moments, where you can see something happens that you feel like the team can take moving forward. Did you see that tonight? And then for Kyrie, LeBron said that you kind of pushed him to be that aggressive self. What does he do for the team when he is in that mode?
No, well, like I continue to say for this team, every day, every game, every shoot around, every practice, every film session is just a great learning experience for us. You know, this is our sixth playoff game playing together. You know, we're probably the least experienced team out of the eight teams that's left. You know, but one thing about this team, we love the opportunity that we have in front of us, and we just try not to take it for granted. You know, we go out, we play hard, and at the end of the day, when you play hard, whatever happens, happens, and you could be satisfied with that. But for us as a young group, you know, we just want to try to make an impact while we can, and you know, I think we've done that in this postseason so far.
No, I just feel like that mindset, you know, feeling that, you know, me and him, you know, we have a lot of similarities, but also what makes us special is that, you know, we're all so different. And I think, you know, when he talks about his efficiency, you know, that's something I definitely want to, you know, emulate, you know, going into every single game. And I just try to, you know, speak as much wisdom, little wisdom that I have going into the game, but that killer mindset of never stopping is just, you know, never giving the defense a night off or any possession like that. And I feel like he definitely did that tonight. There wasn't one possession where you could look on the floor and he wasn't dominant, whether it was a pass, a score, a defensive stop, a rebound, or anything like that. He was all over, which we expect him to do. So I feel like, you know, when he has that mindset, that killer mindset, you know, not really caring what's going on except for his teammates, and he's the greatest player playing in our game right now.
Josh Weir from the Canton Repository. I got one for each, right in the middle. For LeBron, you go from, you know, you avoid the 0-2 deficit. You're getting J.R. Smith back for game three. How much momentum do you guys have after this win? And for Kyrie, can you kind of talk about the defensive changes that you guys made tonight and that you're able to kind of contain Derrick Rose a little bit?
I don't see it as momentum. I mean, we play game two. We avoided go down, you know, 0-2 on our home floor. I think those guys are feeling good about their situation. You know, being able to split, give them the home court. Now they got two on their home floor. It's great to get JR back, for sure. I mean, he's another guy that can make shots for us, can defend, and take pressure off of all of us, you know, with his ability to score and his ability to do things out on the floor that, you know, you just can't make up for. So, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge like we do every night. You know, we know it's going to be a tough environment. These guys don't particularly know, but I've been there before, and I know how hard it is to win in that building. Those fans are amazing, and they feed off that crowd, and they play exceptional basketball at home. So we have to be just as good as we were tonight. We have to be even better on Friday night and to help us get a win.
Just took a total team effort, just being loaded up, you know, with D-Rose, especially, you know, he's pushing the ball. Make him uncomfortable as best you can, and just try to stay attached to him, you know, and put a hand in his face. Obviously, he's a great player. He's going to hit tough shots. But we just want to get a hand, and every shot that he shoots is contested.
Joe Varden, Cleveland.com. LeBron, I'm curious, two things. First, now that it's over and you guys won the way you did, I'm curious what the time was like from when you lost game one up until you had such a great start, like what the team was like. I mean, if there was some trepidation or some wonder. And then given how both games have gone, do you have your finger on how this series is going to go, or are you still in an area where you're not quite sure what to expect just because both games have changed so differently?
Now, to answer your first question, I think we have a very confident group. You know, so in between game one and game two, we're so young, the guys don't even know. They don't even know what it would have been to go down 0-2. They don't know. They have no idea. So it was just, you know, we was just preparing for game two, you know, and just preparing for game two like we prepared for game one, you know. So it was a very upbeat, you know, practice that we had the day after. It was a very upbeat shoot around that we had this morning, and guys were just, you know, we were very in tune and excited about the opportunity to be able to play on our home floor. It's just, you know, like, you know, Kyrie sitting next to me and Tristan and Deli, they've never been in this situation. So they just love to play ball. They don't know. And that's great. You know, that's great. So they don't put much pressure on themselves. To answer your second question, I got a pretty good feel of the game. I have no idea what the series is gonna be. I'd be somewhat of a genius if I knew how the series is going to end up. But I know how the game is going to be played now. I know what they like to do, what they love to do, what they don't like to do. And I know there's some opportunities for us to be better. You know, as good as I think we were tonight, I think there was still some, you know, some possessions, some time. Obviously in the third quarter where we just, you know, we had another one of those laps. And we can't do that, especially on Friday in their building. So. You know, we will watch film again tomorrow and, you know, try to put our finger on it more and more. And then I'll do my usual individual film session. But I kind of have a good feeling on how this game and how this series will be played.
LeBron, Jeff Zilgit, USA Today. This is Iman Shumpert's second consecutive very nice offensive game. What was your scouting report on Iman before he joined the Cavs, and how is that your opinion of his offense changed in that time?
Well, you know, your scouting report on Shump is you don't play with the ball because he's a very, very good, you know, on the ball defender. And he's probably, I've played a playoff series versus Shump before he had his injury. You know, in Miami we played the Knicks, he had a knee injury, but you don't really mess with the ball around him because he's very pesky. And offensively, very athletic, and you know, when he catches and shoots, or he catches and drives, he's very, very, very good. And I think that's what he's doing for our team right now. He's not waiting. He's either catching and shooting, or he's catching and driving and putting pressure on the defense. And I think that's when he's at his best.
Chris Haynes, Cleveland.com. Kai, I wanted to get your perspective. You and Kevin Love, you're probably one of the closest guys that's, you know, closest to him on his team. Can you talk to me about what it's like for you to see him here, and how much communication have you had with him, you know, throughout the ordeal he's going through?
Well, it's great. I mean, our relationship is great starting in Brazil. And, you know, starting in Brazil, and it grew throughout the year. And, you know, with me and Kev coming into a situation where I was here, and then, you know, Bron and Kev, you know, I felt like we could definitely lean on each other just from the standpoint of learning, you know, nuances of, you know, seeing more of you guys and you know, the pressure on each game. And it's just a regular season. But, you know, obviously as competitors, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. But I'm just, you know, happy that he's back. You know, I try to leave him alone just from, you know, that's a, you know, it's tough. It is tough, especially in the playoffs right now. But I can tell you, I'm one of the guys that misses him and, you know, misses being around him and having him in the locker room. I'm glad he's back. Just his energy, you know, the Kevin Love that you guys don't necessarily get to see. You guys assume what's going on based on, you know, whatever rumors or whatever. But, I mean, just miss having him around the locker room. And like I said, I'm glad he's back.